with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, it was a busy night once again around the area with softball and baseball. Let's get you the recap on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We're starting in the Missouri River Activities Conference in softball from last night, where the Lamar's Community Softball team had a tough go of things against 10th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors got the Bulldogs in the first game in four innings by a final score of 14-2. The Warriors then beat the Bulldogs 12-0 in four innings in the second game. Lamar's' runs were able to be produced at the top of the order in the bottom of the fourth inning. Easton Schrader drove in a run, and Kinley Schmidt went 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored, her run scoring on an error from the Warriors. In Game 2, Kinnick Lusink was the most consistent base runner for the Bulldogs. She got on with a hit and got on with a walk in the pair of losses. Lamar's head coach Brooke Birkenpass says the Warriors are a tough team to play against because they can just do so many things so well.
It's difficult because obviously they always put runners in motion. So again, having our kids be able to think on their toes every single pitch, if the ball hits me, what am I going to do with it? And again, situationally, it's always changing. And their kids 1 through 9, any of them I'd say on any given day could put down a bunt. So it's just kind of the unknown factor. Obviously, you know, you have kids like Lily Delperdang who hit it hard, or Jolie Hensley, or you know, the book and the ball girl. I mean, all of them are solid.
And the Warriors are in first place in the conference for a reason, as they sweep Lamar's Community yesterday, both in four-inning contests. Sioux City North, a couple of shutout sweeps over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson yesterday, defeating the Yellow Jackets 8-0 in six innings in the first game and 14-0 in four innings in the second game. Sioux City West with a sweep of Sioux City East last night, 3-2 in the first game and 16-8 in five innings in the second game. And 13th-ranked Bishop Heelan swept Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln 12-0 in four innings in game one and 11-2 in five innings in game two. In the Wargo Conference in softball, the Galen Catholic softball team saw a little history made as they shut out Sibley Ocheden by a final score of 9-0 in five innings. Kennedy Sitzman went 2-for-3, hitting her 8th home run of the season. That ties Galen Catholic's single-season home run record set by Kayla Hadding in 2009. So Kennedy Sitzman with a regular season game still to be played tomorrow, and then however many games she gets in the postseason with a chance to break that record that has been standing now for 17 summers. Also in that game, Delaney Budden hit a home run going 1-for-3. This Galen team has a lot of pop in those bats, and they showed it off in Ocheden yesterday. Izzy Lammers went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Kennedy Paulson went a perfect 3-for-3 with an RBI and pitched five innings, allowing three hits and no runs while striking out five batters. Again, a 9-0 win for the Jays. Other Warrigal Conference softball action, 10th-ranked Hinton shut out West Sioux 10-0 in four innings, and that clinches the Blackhawks a share of the 2026 Warrigal Conference softball championship. They tie Remsen St. Mary's for the title with each team at 10-1. Big production for the Blackhawks coming off of the bat of Sydney Duskett. She went 2-for-3, hitting a home run and driving in three runs. Chanley Bouvey went 1-for-2 with a double and three RBIs, and Kaylin Bader pitched four innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out six batters. And how about the Akron Westfield softball team yesterday? A big home-ranked win over 6th-ranked West Lyon. The Westerners get the Wildcats by a final score of 7-5. Morgan Pick went 1-for-2 with two RBIs of the big win. Katie Brown, an 8th grader, steps up in a big spot, going 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. Peyton Vanderhelm and Michaela McCulley each recorded doubles and each recorded RBIs in a very impressive ranked win. Another Warrigal Conference softball result, MMCRU defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn by an 8-run margin yesterday. Trinity Christian beat Harris Lake Park 11-3 in five innings, and South O'Brien beat George Little Rock 15-4 in five innings. Now onto the baseball scoreboard from yesterday. First in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamar's Community baseball team, they were able to put up some good offense, just could not quite get past a good Sergeant Bluff Luton squad as the Warriors swept the Bulldogs. The Warriors took the first game by a score of 9-3, with Drake Peters driving in two runs with a double in that contest. Gavin Clary went 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Then the Bulldogs lost game two by a final score of 15-8 as Brett McGinnis hit his second home run of the season for the Bulldogs. He drove in a total of three runs, two of them on the Big Fly, but the Bulldogs still fall 15-8 to SBL. Other MRAC baseball scores, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan 7-1, and the Crusaders got some revenge in the second game, beating the Lynx 6-5. Sioux City North took Game 1 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 19-4 in four innings, and the Yellow Jackets fought back in the second game to beat the Stars 13-11. Top-ranked Sioux City East swept Sioux City West away by a final score of 23-0 in four innings in Game 1 and 5-2 in the second game. In the War Eagle Conference in baseball, some regular season finales last night. Galen Catholic concluded its regular season with a 21-7 record as they defeated Sibley Ocheyedan last night 18-1 in four innings. Owen Seavers goes 3-for-4 with two doubles and two RBIs. Wyatt Coons went 1-for-2 with two RBIs. Dane Lehman, he went 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. And Drake Hodgson had two hits with an RBI as well. Mason Pitts pitched two innings. He allowed two hits and an unearned run, and he struck out three. Dylan Lubin did not allow a hit or a run in two innings as he struck out three as well. The Hinton baseball team, they got a big run rule win over West Sioux to conclude the regular season, a 12-1 win for the Blackhawks, as Hinton also locks up a share of the War Eagle Conference baseball championship. They too tie for the conference championship with Remsen St. Mary's, both the Blackhawks and the Hawks at 10-1 in conference play. Again, a 12-1 win in five innings for Hinton as Carver DeGroat went 1-for-2 with a double. He drove in two runs. Colin Dunkel went 1-for-3, two RBIs. Logan Kempema, perfect 2-for-2 with a double and an RBI, and Dawson Spies went 2-for-3 with an RBI as well. Kaysen Boovie tossed five solid innings on the mound. He allowed four hits a run and struck out nine for the Hinton baseball team. MMCRU shut out Hartley Melvin Sanborn yesterday 14-0 in five innings. Brandon Dreckman drove in three runs. His younger brother Ryan, he went 1-for-2 with three RBIs as well. That was the Dreckman duo that was really good offensively. Caben Olson went 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Gage Johnson, 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And Charlie Pippett, he tossed a five-inning no-hitter as part of the win. He struck out 11 batters in a dominant showing for the eighth grader. The Akron Westfield baseball team went to extra innings with Lawton Bronson yesterday and won it in dramatic fashion at Sargent Field. A 7-4 win for the Westerners. They were able to win the ballgame in the bottom of the eighth inning off of a Matthew Swancutt walk-off three-run homer. How about the night Swancutt had overall? Even if you take that home run off the picture, he had a really nice game. He finished going 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and the walk-off homer. He drove in a total of five runs in the win. What a performance for Swancutt. He also pitched a little bit for the Westerners in that contest as well. Bryce Hansen went 2-for-4 with a double. He drove in a run. Will Hartman 2-for-4 with an RBI. And Regan McKee pitched 2 1/3 innings, allowing no hits, no runs, and striking out three batters. The other War Eagle Conference baseball score for you from last night, Harris Lake Park beat Trinity Christian 9-5. Then to the Western Valley Conference in baseball, where Kingsley Pearson doubled up Newell Fonda by a score of 8-4. Tyler Cook goes 2-for-3 with two doubles and two RBIs. Easton Nissen had a double and an RBI, and some great pitching for the Panthers. Landon Howe went three innings, allowing two hits a run and striking out five. John Leakley went two innings, allowing two hits a run. He struck out five as well. The rest of the Western Valley Conference baseball scoreboard, 8th-ranked Underwood beat Woodbury Central 11-7. MVAOCOU blanks Riverside 11-0 in five innings. West Monona takes down Missouri Valley 11-6, and Westwood falls in six innings to Spirit Lake by a score of 15-5. All of those scores can be found on our website from softball and baseball yesterday at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at another postseason bracket for you. We had just about everything set in stone for postseason play. We needed the 3A and 4A baseball sub-state brackets, and now we know Lamar's Community's path to the state baseball tournament. Should the Bulldogs get on a roll, they are going to have to start by beating the number one seed in Class 3A Substate 1. Yeah, the Bulldogs are the 8th seed in that bracket, and Lamar's will head to Orange City on Friday, July 10th for a 7 o'clock first pitch against the MOC Floyd Valley Dutchman. That is going to be a tough matchup. It's a matchup the Bulldogs have had before. It was a matchup that was actually supposed to be played in the opening week of the season, but got weathered out, and they did not get a chance to reschedule that one. So we are still getting the Bulldogs and the Dutchman after all. Again, that is a sub-state quarterfinal on Friday, July 10th at 7 o'clock. The winner of that ballgame will get the winner of Spencer and Sioux Center. The other matchups, Bishop Heland is hosting Storm Lake. Crusaders are the 2 seed in that sub-state, while Sergeant Bluff Luton, the 3 seed, will host Carroll in a Class 3A sub-state quarterfinal. But again, Lamar's is at MOC Floyd Valley, Friday, July 10th at 7 o'clock. We'll have that contest for you right here on KLEM Radio. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, where we have some regular season concluders here around the area in softball in the War Eagle Conference. Akron Westfield is hosting Remsen St. Mary's in a very interesting softball matchup, especially considering how the Westerners played yesterday. MMCRU is at home. They host South O'Brien, and West Sioux is at Spirit Lake. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson concludes the regular season. They host the 6th-ranked Newell Fonda Mustangs. Ridgeview plays a triangular against GTRA and Spencer. Woodbury Central plays host to Sioux Central. MVAOCOU is at IKM Manning. Alta Aurelia is at OABCIG. Westwood at Tri-Center, and West Monona is at Missouri Valley. To baseball tonight, Lamar's Community picked up a non-conference midweek contest. The Bulldogs are in action against an Old Lakes Conference rival. They head to Spirit Lake to take on the Indians today. In War Eagle Conference baseball tonight, Remsen St. Mary's is at Akron Westfield. That should be a good ball game there. MMCRU is at Sioux Central, and South O'Brien is at George Little Rock in War Eagle Conference baseball. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Better yet, make sure you follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.